We are joined now live on BBC Radio Manchester by David Flitcroft. David, I was just talking to Dan there, and he's been great with us today. That was a lot better game than a 0-0, wasn't it?
It was okay, you know. It was. I thought it was scrappy. There weren't much fluency, you know. I think it was a game where it got defragmented and broken up a lot. You know, a lot of free kicks, a lot of set pieces, and it didn't really flow. It was a sort of a game where both teams didn't want to lose it, but you know, I think we went on to try and win it at certain times. But when we did get on top of the game and we did break with an energy and get crosses in, we looked dangerous, but we didn't do it often enough.
But is that 11 unbeaten now, David? That's one heck of a track record you're putting together.
I just said to the players, you know, we've wrote down on the board, I've asked them, how do we improve and how do we turn that into a win? I think that's really important, that you know, we keep progressing as a club and progressing as a team, and they want to do. The main thing after that game, they are frustrated, but they want to progress, they want to win. And you know, last week's 2-2 draw, and then obviously this one, this team want to turn them into 3 points, and we've got to find a way of doing that. I'm sure they will, because there's a real willingness to want to win these football matches from myself, but you know, from the team.
We've spoken many times over the past couple of years, David, about momentum. When you're here, when a pitch that good, with 6,500 in, you do feel as though, all right, any team can lose a game of football or drop a couple of points, but you do feel that generally the momentum behind your club now is really something to behold.
You do feel it. I think momentum, it is that. Momentum is something you feel. It's something you get a sense of. It's something that you keep driving forward with. And you know, we are trying to do that at the club. There's no doubt about that. And we'll keep trying to progress. But that's hours and hours of, you know, strategy meetings and structured meetings where we're trying to plan for the next thing. You know, we did our December schedule, you know, just like yesterday afternoon. So we're planning for every eventuality. We're looking now at recruitment. That's a major thing that we've got to look for with the small squad we've got, to try and, you know, look at January and February. I don't want to go short in February. A lot of teams fail in February if they don't recruit right sort of now. So we've got a lot of irons in the fire, and it's really important that we try and drive through that.
Peter Clark took a bit of a crack on the nose. He's not the type to whinge. Is he all right?
It's disappointing, you know. It's it happened a couple of times through the game, and our lad can get you know, a bloodied nose, an arm across his face, and it not be spotted by four officials. I find that poor. I really do. The kid's got blood all over his shirt. You know, he's a tough guy. You know, and it's wrong. We just want the laws of the game. We just want them applied.
And the injuries picked up today, Dave?
No, we've come through it well. You know, we're in tomorrow. We've got a recovery strategy and a recovery day tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes, and we'll probably know more than 12 o'clock onwards tomorrow after we've been in training.